Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shore rejoice. Cloud and thick darkness around him. Righteousness and justice make his kingdom strong.
And you are listening to a CD entitled Give Thanks by Joan Voges. And we have her in the studio with us today, along with the editor, Dr. Paul Schreiber. And we also have Joni Harwell, who wants to talk to you a little bit about why we're in the studio together.
Well, we're here today, Tom, with my good friend, Joan Voges. I got to correct you on that. Joan Voges. She is my good friend, and she is the person who wrote the words and the music to the beautiful songs, Give Thanks, on the CD that we're going to talk about today. And we also have Dr. Paul Schreiber, who was a professor at Concordia Seminary, and he is the theological reviewer of these CDs of the music that Joan does. And so we're going to share with you some music and give you an opportunity. If you want to order this CD or any of the Lily Field CDs, there are three of them now, you can call my office. It is 314-996-1512, 314-996-1512, and we ask that you make a donation of $10 per CD. We will send that to you. That includes your shipping and handling, so it's very inexpensive. Makes wonderful gifts for birthdays, for Christmas, any kind of holiday that you can imagine, and it's just a wonderful way to give praise to God as you listen to the music in your home, in your car, wherever you are.
Well, thank you very much. In fact, the three CDs, and I believe, Joan, we went through those in various broadcasts. One is called Lift Your Eyes. The second is God Welcomes You. And the reason we're here today is because the third CD is now available, entitled Give Thanks, Give Thanks. And unlike the other two CDs, this is based on a certain book of the Bible. Would you want to explain that, Joan?
Yes, this particular CD is featuring the Psalms, and it's just amazing to me how all of this music has come to me. But the Psalms was really easy because it's already written, and it was just putting it together. Sometimes the Psalms have so many verses, you can't use all of them in a song or with a melody. And I just, it's to glorify God. So much of it is praising Him. And in Colossians 3:16, we read about that, St. Paul writes that we should be, singing the Psalms and other spiritual songs. Often, and this is so amazing to me, that when I'd get up in the morning, I would have a different melody in my heart. And when I read the psalm for the day from Portals of Prayer, it fit. Can you tell me how that works?
Well, and then do you walk into your big, huge, sophisticated music studio? Or where do you do these things?
Tom, you're full of it today.
This is a family station.
Because, Tom, you were at my house recently.
The rest of the people listening weren't. So I want you to tell them. I mean, it's amazing how you put that together. You do it in your bedroom.
Yes. I have a large bedroom, and in the corner is a glass table where I can write. And in the corner is a keyboard, and sometimes when I hear the melody, I just go over to the keyboard and I press record and I play it, because I also play by ear, and that's how I'm mostly playing these days. But Dr. Paul is the one who suggested that I get a keyboard for the bedroom because I also have a grand piano in the front of the house, which we don't use a lot. We built onto the house years ago. And so this has worked so well because it's so close. And every time if I had a melody in my heart and I recorded it, sometimes not even knowing what I was going to play, but I felt peace inside and I feel lifted up, I would go to the keyboard and just press record, and then I would just play the melody. And so that's how it goes. And then later on, I'm finding God gives me the words for the song. But in this case, with the Psalms, they were already there.
And yeah, a lot of the words were there. The one they heard today was Psalm 97. And we're going to play the entire piece at the end of the broadcast. But why do you need Dr. Paul Schreiber?
He's gifted in music and theology. He was a professor at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, and came back to Redbud in about 2001, right at the time that I was wanting to write meditations. And I had told God I loved him so much, I wanted to tell the world about him. Mm-hmm. But I would need a pastor to write with to check what I was writing. And so God sent me a professor in 2001, and we've been good friends, and we work together.
Well, Dr. Schreiber, this particular Psalm 97, what would you highlight about it that you really liked in the hymn?
Oh, Tom, good afternoon. It's good to be here in the aquarium.
In the aquarium. Folks, he's talking about our new studio, and people walk by, and we're just floating around inside here. But they got a big window, and they can see in. But unfortunately, we don't have a speaker out there yet, so they can't hear what we're saying, but they kind of watch. So now that you've made it clear you're in a big aquarium, what is about this hymn that you felt was worthy of being on the CD?
Well, as I didn't choose the Psalms. Joan would do her devotions, and she would, something would strike her, and then it would result in a hymn. But this one is so comprehensive.
How so?
About God's rule over three areas: nature, history, and the individual. And it's God's righteousness that is prevailing over all, that his deeds and works are righteous. And just as he is above nature but works his wonders in nature, both for judgment against sin, he's a fire, and the hills melt before his presence.
I just want to go back to a thought here. On Tuesday, I was on Issues, Etc., doing the Sunday school lesson where David is called as king. And we were trying to find, where is Jesus? And the name of the Lord there was the Lord of Sabaoth. And I didn't realize that it is found over 250 times in the Old Testament. But you know what it means, Dr. Schreiber. It means what you said. He's Lord over those three areas that you just mentioned, and he uses them to protect his people and bring his judgment. What were those three areas again? It was nature?
Nature, history, and my personal spiritual life.
So when you sing a hymn and it's got the word Sabaoth, and I always used to think it was a misspelling for Sabbath, but it's actually one of the names of God, which we hardly ever use, but the Lord of Sabaoth. And this hymn, which is entitled The Lord Reigns, and Joan, you got that title because that's the first words in the psalm?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. That, Dr. Schreiber, why would the psalm talk about fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side? What's that an alliteration of?
Well, it's a reference to, for example, the Exodus, where a column of fire
yep.
went before him, and And it's also a reference to Mount Sinai, where he is the fire that melts, and there's tornadoes and earthquakes. And this is a sign of God's judgment over the sin that has come into the universe.
Being a Hebrew scholar as you are, there's really two Hebrew words for fire. The one is kind of referring to what man does when he makes a fire. But there's also that fire that appears in the sanctuary when the wrong kind of people go in. Could that be what this psalm is also talking about?
That would be one example of that.
Yes.
And then this is not only nature, but God is not equated with nature. He is above nature, which is unlike the idols.
Who are part of nature.
Who are thought or imagined to be
came out of nature.
Of nature. And then the images are made according to that. But the idols will fall down before God, and so will the enemies of God's people.
In fact, I was fascinated with Romans 1 when I first realized that the image they talk about that they're worshiping isn't a real animal, but it's an image of an animal.
Right.
They make it, and then they worship it. So it's not even the a real animal here. I see here, and you know why I'm going to say this, this is law and gospel. This psalm is a great law and gospel theme, because the first part of it has God in his judgment, and the second part begins with Zion hears and rejoices. Why would Zion be rejoicing over judgment?
Zion is the place of God's righteous rule for Israel, and then by extension, it applies to the church, that Christ reigns supreme over all these areas of nature, history, and me, and that his righteous deeds result in his righteousness, which is a matter of delivering me from my sin.
In the Sunday school lesson for this coming Sunday, I found 8 similarities between David and Jesus. Both were born in Bethlehem. But the other one that fits with this psalm, one of them, is David captured Jerusalem, and that's on Mount Zion. And he called it the City of David. Jesus is determined to go from Bethlehem to Jerusalem to die on the cross. So he also, Jerusalem is important for both of them. And so the professor is absolutely correct. When the word Zion appears here, we're really, for us today, talking about the Holy Christian Church.
Yes, that's correct. And it's Zion that will be exalted above the mountains in terms of its importance. And all nations will go to Mount Zion to hear the word of the Lord that goes out from Zion.
Now, for our listeners, that's not meant literally that everybody's going to go to Jerusalem, but in Revelation, the heavenly kingdom is referred to as Zion. Is that not correct?
That's correct.
Yes, so we're talking about a spiritual Zion, and that's unfortunate that some Christians think the Bible is really referring to the real Zion. Back to Joan, what's the part?
I wanted to make one
more
point.
Go ahead.
The psalm is calling on the nations and the earth to rejoice because of what God is doing. And so the earth is waiting for the redemption, for the overthrow of sin in the world and the universe. It's not just a spiritual thing, but it's for the new heaven and new earth.
Because you're saying when sin came into the world through Adam and Eve, it also affected creation. There weren't tornadoes, there weren't hurricanes, there weren't all kinds of terrible things happening in nature. Lions didn't eat human beings, etc. But what you're saying, in the new redemption, in the new creation, things are going to be brought back to their original?
Yes. And that,
not just man, but all of creation.
And the stars and the heavens and the earth praise God and testify to his righteous works.
Now, Peter Kresge wrote a book, Whether Animals Are Going to Be in Heaven, and he uses that kind of reasoning that all creation is going to be brought back, that animals will be in heaven, and possibly even your pets. But that's kind of a little bit of speculation, but it's still a good point.
So you see what I mean by is comprehensive, referring to God's reign.
Yes. Yeah, God's reign, just to talk about that for a moment, doesn't mean a place, but it's kind of like the reign of the Queen of England, that whether her subjects are in England or on the high seas, she still reigns over them. And it doesn't matter where the church is, God is still reigning because he's in our hearts. Would that be a correct understanding of the reign of God, that is not a place?
Yes, and that carries through in the New Testament where Jesus talks about the kingdom of God.
God is near, yes.
It's God's reign is ruling over our hearts by grace for salvation through Christ.
So the way this went is Joan Vogest, you actually wrote this in your bedroom, then you give it over to Paul, and he kind of edits it, makes sure it's theologically correct, maybe changes some words here and there. Tell us the place of Chris Bergman and Kristen Hurd.
Chris Bergman is a genius in his own right. He produces and he sings, and Kristen sings also. She's a female vocalist. I think God put us together, the four of us. And, of course, he put us together with you and with Joni here also. Everything that we are involved in, if we're close to God, I believe that he just works things together as people meeting each other. And it's just a miracle how we were put together through Jim Likens and Dr. Paul Devanteer, and all of the notes, the music that you hear is done deliberately by Chris Bergman on a computer. I record at his studio usually, and I sing it so that he has an idea how it goes, and then he promises me that he'll delete my voice later on. But every note, except for the violin, he plays the violin, but all of these instruments are done individually. And
yes,
he sends them over a scratch, he calls it the scratch music, to Paul's computer. Then Paul and I look at it and decide whether we like it or if it needs another instrument. And if we like what he's done with it, because sometimes he makes some pretty fantastic tweets.
Okay, as I promised, let's listen to this particular hymn so that people get an idea of what it sounds like.
Let the earth be glad, let the distant shore rejoice. Cloud and thick darkness around him, righteousness and justice make his kingdom strong. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up, it lights up the world, and the earth, it sees it and trembles. The mountains melt like wax in his presence, the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his rising.
righteousness. All the people see his glory, and all those who worship images will surely be put to shame. And those who would boast in idols, their false gods, bow down to the Lord. Now Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages are glad because of your judgments, O Lord. For you are most high over all the earth, for you are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the wicked. Light is shed upon the righteous, and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his most holy name.
And that was Chris Bergman singing that, and we want to near the end here, so we're going to ask Joni to again explain how you can get a hold of this.
Well, if you'll call me at 314-996-1512, we ask for a donation of $10, and we will send you a copy of this CD that includes the postage. It's a beautiful CD. There are two other CDs available, each are $10. Just give me a call and order them.
Thank you very much. And is there any particular part of the hymn that you'd like to emphasize right now, Joan?
I guess it's the whole psalm, how beautiful it is, how mighty the Lord is, how he lets nature do his bidding, and how he feels about his foes, that fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. We want to always be close to God. And we see the heavens, everything, how everything works and is in balance. We see the glory of God. And then as the latter part of the psalm, we talk about those who put other things prior to God, above our Lord, our God, our wonderful God. They're surely be put to shame. These things are only so, they last so long, and the happiness is gone with them. But then, how he guards the lives of his faithful ones, that is such a beautiful line, and delivers them from the wicked. And that, sometimes we wonder about that, you know, is God, he's still in charge? Is he still in control? Of course he is. And he's with us, and he's protecting us. He's delivering us from the wicked. Often I think, oh, I could have had an accident in St. Louis, and how he's protected me. Woo, I was real close, but he's always with me. And it's joy that he gives us in our hearts, because he lives in us, and we can rejoice in him through everything in our lives because he is righteous and he's walking, not only walking beside us, but he's walking, he's in us, his Holy Spirit. And so we just go on throughout our days praising his most holy name.
Thank you very much, and you couldn't have timed. You must have radio experience, because guess what? We're at the end. Thank you very much. I'm going to be at St. Paul de Pere, 12345 Manchester, doing the Bible study at 9:30 a.m., and Joni Harwell has given me a number of these CDs to sell there for $10 each, which money will go then to the support of KFUO. So that's 9:30, St. Paul de Pere, 12345 Manchester. And for those people in India and Asia, we're talking about in St. Louis. So we hope to see you there. Be back Tuesday with the Labor Day.
Listen to
Law God bless.
And Gospel on KFUO Radio.
You know,
you can write Pastor Tom at KFUO Radio, 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. Or email lawgospel@lawgospel.com. Law and Gospel is archived for your listening convenience at KFUO.org.